This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hi, everyone. Gabby Reithmiller here from the Riley social media team. And today we're going to be focusing on what that 20-week ultrasound scan is all about. And today I'm joined by one of our physicians, Dr. Anthony Shanks is with us. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't we start off by having you explain a little bit about what your role at Riley is. Go ahead.
Sure. So again, my name is Anthony Shanks. I'm one of the maternal fetal medicine physicians. We have a big group. Everyone kind of has an area of focus. I would say mine is education. I serve as the vice chair of education for the OBGYN department at Indiana University. I'm also the fellowship director. So I kind of help with the trainees that are going to be our future MFM physicians.
That's great. And so today we're focusing on the topic of the 20-week, what's often called the anatomy scan. And perhaps someone's listening to this, they just found out that they're pregnant or have had one ultrasound so far. So why don't we just kind of start off on the basic level of how many ultrasounds does a routine pregnancy usually come with for a patient?
Yeah, that's a great question. Most insurances will cover one. And so hopefully everyone has a normal, uncomplicated pregnancy. And so you just kind of get the good news and confirmation that everything is okay and developed fine. We kind of come in when some things maybe aren't quite as straightforward as that. But everyone should get at least one ultrasound at 20 weeks.
Okay. And I know when I had my son, I had an ultrasound in the first trimester just to figure out how far along I was. And then that 20-week scan, what's the difference between those two? What's that initial ultrasound kind of focusing in on versus the one that you have later on in the second trimester?
Yeah, like you mentioned, the first ultrasound is great because it kind of confirms exactly how far along you are. It's also great to, you know, see if you're having twins or not, make sure everything's kind of in the right place. The 20-week ultrasound is actually a great time to do what we call the anatomy ultrasound, because by 20 weeks, a lot of the major organ systems are developed at that time. You know, first trimester is very important as things are developing. When you get to that 18, 20-week mark, when we ideally want to do these ultrasounds, we can kind of pick up a lot of major defects. That doesn't mean that, ultrasounds are not important as you get farther along. That's going to be more for growth. But in terms of making sure that everything is developed normally, 20 weeks is a nice marker.
And so what is the ultrasound tech or perhaps the MFM doctor kind of looking for during that scan with a patient who's, you know, coming in for a visit and having this important ultrasound done?
Yeah. So in terms of the ultrasound, there are national guidelines on things that we kind of focus on. How I always tell my patients is, you know, we're making sure that the brain and the head's developed normally, making sure the spine is developed, that there's no spinal cord defects that are there. Really focusing a lot on the heart, make sure that there's no cardiac anatomy problems, make sure all the organs are where they need to be. What we're trying to do is, you know, anticipate if there's going to be any problems in the delivery room, because you don't want to be kind of caught off guard, especially if you're, you know, expecting everything to be normal. The last thing you want to have happen is not be planned for anything that deviates from normal.
And so kind of going off of that, why do you think, in your opinion, it's important to get that heads up early on, right? Not when you're delivering your child or even in that third trimester, but kind of be aware of any abnormalities at that halfway point in pregnancy.
Yeah, it's multifactorial. There's so many reasons why that is. At the root of things is to make sure that we have a great outcome. And that's part of being prepared. We're now at the point where there are some of these things can be corrected while you're still pregnant. In the past, maybe we couldn't fix these things or you would have to deliver prematurely. Now having some of the advances, which I'm sure we'll talk about at Riley and the Fetal Care Center, we can actually address these earlier on. I do think that there's also a lot of benefit, you know, when you talk to a patient and they hear something that's not quite what they expected, it's a time of anxiety. It just kind of throws their whole world, you know, off balance. And I think when you get information and you contact with specialists, whether it's maternal fetal medicine, some neonatologists, it presents some clarity to you to kind of know what to expect with a complicated delivery.
And so when it comes to maternal fetal medicine, does a pregnant patient get referred by their OBGYN, let's say if they had that 20-week scan at their OB's office, and then they need follow-up? Or how does that work? And what do the MFMs bring to this experience of looking at that scan?
Yeah, so maternal fetal medicine physicians, we take an additional 3 years of training to do what we do. And so we often work closely with obstetricians in the community. So many of them will see these patients, they know their patients very well, and they know that there is something that they would like a little assistance with, be it a maternal health issue, or maybe something that they've picked up on one of their ultrasounds. So they'll often refer them into us. We also have several patients that we've taken care of before in the past, and they know future pregnancies to kind of seek care with us. To answer your question, like, what we provide is not only that additional like fetal surveillance. You know, we have spent a lot of time training to look for certain conditions and kind of counsel patients on that, but also doing a deep dive into a mom's history to make sure that they are fully prepared for what pregnancy can impact them and their health long term.
Okay. And for those that don't know, the maternal fetal medicine office is at Riley Hospital for Children in the outpatient center. What difference does it make to have you guys right there in a hospital that has specialists that can kind of work together? Let's say an abnormality is found during one of these ultrasounds. Talk to me about the impact that can have on just providing a parents, a family with the right guidance there.
Yeah, I think it actually starts like before you even have the baby. You know, when, let's say you're out in the community, not physically at Riley, but you're told that something is a little bit off the beaten path, a little bit abnormal, and you're going to need some help. So coming to a place where when you're having your consultations to know that it's all under one roof, when you meet the sonographers, when you meet the maternal fetal medicine physicians, when you meet the pediatricians that'll be taking care of your baby after delivery, I think that provides some comfort. And then certainly, you know, the collegiality and being able to, you know, ask questions for people that are just kind of right down the hallway, for our standpoint, it's very helpful. The pediatric cardiologists often come in and they'll kind of see patients in our same offices too. So it's very nice for communication. And I think for patients, they really benefit from having that continuity of care throughout pregnancy.
And from your perspective, what influence on the outcomes does this all have, right? When you are able to see a pregnant patient from when they first find out that something's going on here, through delivery and perhaps that child's first few months of life, just to have that plan already there for this baby.
Well, that's the answer right there, is that because we are able to have that plan, we optimize those pregnancy outcomes because we can anticipate potential things that are going to be needed for both the mom and the baby during pregnancy and then immediately afterwards. I mean, ultimately, what we're looking for are for moms and babies to be together. We don't want them to deliver out in the community and then to detect a problem afterwards that maybe they'll have to transfer the baby and really separate them during a crucial time of bonding. So being able to plan and anticipate when, you know, you're going to need to deliver at Riley is huge to optimize outcomes.
And something that just popped into my head is I'm so impressed when I have done stories in the MFM office and I see that ultrasound machine and everything that you guys are able to see in those images. Can you tell me a little bit about that technology that's there and how you guys can see all the details of, let's say, the brain or the heart so early in pregnancy, really, when the baby's quite small?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty fascinating. And I think ultrasound continues to get better. So I think being at centers that are accredited from the governing bodies, it kind of, that always do that continual maintenance of certification to kind of keep learning these new techniques, I think it's very important. And I think having seen a maternal fetal medicine specialist, knowing that they have done so many of these and it's, you know, repetition, it's pattern recognition, the modality is safe. You know, ultrasound in and of itself is safe. We use other things to look for blood vessels and blood flow. To this point, we've been talking a lot about, you know, mom and baby. I don't know how familiar you are with like hearing placenta diseases, but that's another part, you know, that's a temporary organ in pregnancy. And then as more people have C-sections, that can lead to complications that we can pick up using ultrasound. And again, it helps having such a large group that have trained from like a lot of different places so that we can benefit from each other's expertise and we get better as a group too.
And so just wrapping up here, any words that you want to share with perhaps a family that is being referred to MFM and has never been there before, or, you know, just wants to learn a little bit more about this before they get to that point. And they're just kind of like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen when I go into that office.
Yeah. Every situation is different. And I think knowing that we have like your best interests at heart, like we, our goal is not to really do as many things as possible. Like it's not trying to do procedures and trying to do things just because we can, but it's actually trying to see you and your baby and figure out what you actually need and do the best that we can to optimize that pregnancy outcome. And I think that within Riley, everyone is so friendly. You know, we are here for you. So, you know, if you have questions, ask. That's the one thing I say.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to just elaborate a little bit on this topic. I think it'll be really helpful for people out there.
Thank you for having me.